The British Prime Minister Theresa May has vowed to get on with the job of delivering Brexit after emerging victorious from today's no-confidence vote. Under party rules, the result means there'll be no further leadership challenge for the next 12 months. But it was hardly a resounding win, with roughly a third of the party voting against her. That's prompted concerns about the future of the Brexit negotiations, as Thomas Arete reports.
After 2 hours of voting, Conservative MP Graham Brady could barely get the news out.
The result of the ballot held this evening is that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence. Yeah!
And with a response like that, you'd be forgiven for thinking Theresa May survived the political battle of her life with flying colours. But the numbers didn't quite paint that picture.
The number of votes cast in favour of having confidence in Theresa May was 200, and against was 117. Under the rules set out in the constitution of the Conservative Party, no further confidence vote can take place for at least 2 years.
Now Theresa May says she wants to get on with the job, and there's a big task ahead.
We owe it to the people who put us here to put their priorities first. So here is our renewed mission: delivering the Brexit that people voted for, bringing the country back together, and building a country that truly works for everyone.
But just how challenging will that be? Dr. Paul Kennedy is a lecturer in European Studies at the University of Bath in the UK.
The fact that in 3 months' time we will be leaving the European Union, when it is still unclear as to what will happen then, is just frightening, terrifying and irresponsible, frankly. So we'll have to see, but I'm still really quite concerned.
Ryan Heath is the political editor for Politico Europe.
People are tearing their hair out that Britain could be wasting precious time at this point in the process, really going nowhere. We're not particularly anywhere different tonight from what we were when the day began. The deal isn't going to change. They're absolutely not going to reopen that. And I think that they are relieved that Theresa May is still coming to their summit at the end of the week. But this is a nightmare for the EU in general. They can't believe that Britain is going through this midlife crisis, basically, and falling apart before their eyes.
There's no denying that a civil war continues within the Conservative Party. And with about a third of Tory MPs voting against the Prime Minister, her detractors were quick to pounce. Pro-Brexit MP Jacob Rees-Mogg made his feelings clear.
The Prime Minister must realise that under all constitutional norms, she ought to go and see the Queen urgently and resign. And I'll tell you why. Constitutionally, if a Prime Minister cannot get her business through the House of Commons, and on Monday the Prime Minister stood up and said she was going to lose so heavily that she wasn't even going to present the vote, and then discovers that the overwhelming majority of her backbenchers have voted against her, she clearly doesn't have confidence of the House of Commons. She should make way for somebody who does.
But her supporters are using the numbers to their advantage. Transport Secretary Chris Grayling.
Well, I think the way you have to look at this, she had more support tonight than she did in the last MP's vote in the leadership contest in 2016.
And backbencher Vicky Ford.
A win is a win. She's won tonight, and we need to take that as a mandate to go on and find a way through these incredibly complicated negotiations and discussions.
So the Prime Minister has survived the coup, but at what cost? Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn has taken to Twitter, saying the vote changes nothing.
Theresa May has lost her majority in Parliament, her government is in chaos, and she's unable to deliver a Brexit deal that works for the country and puts jobs and the economy first.
But Dr. Paul Kennedy says the British Parliament, as a whole, is going through some serious trouble.
I presume there'll be negotiations going on between the different parties, particularly the Labour Party, to try to call some sort of confidence vote. But the Labour Party has its own problems, and I think it doesn't really want to call it a confidence vote until it knows it can win. So things are very much up in the air, and it's really not clear what's going to happen. But we could have said that at any stage over the last few weeks, if not months, you know, or years even.
He hasn't ruled out the possibility of a second referendum.
Thomas Arete reporting.